Big up to the boys, Fox and Shane. Set your minds free, no locks and chains. Do what you love, roll the dice. 50-50, we cold as ice. One thing cold, but a pretty town raid. Hey, kill it, deck, I'm playing with my head, war gaming.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Hobby Homies. We are your weekly tabletop podcast. I'm Shane, hanging out with Burpee Fox.
That's me. They call me Burpee Fox all the time, every day of the week.
And of course, Churchy.
In the void.
So today we are talking about War Surge.
War Surge, but shut your face for a second.
My face is always shut.
Good. Closed for business, as they say.
Indeed.
I want to quickly mention that we have changed some of our Patreon tiers. And we've got some cool new rewards there, like painted minis for later tiers and stuff like that. Go check those out if that's something you're interested in. We'll talk more about that at the end of the episode. Also, for those listening, we also have a second channel where we do video content, battle reports, all the cool stuff. This is the boring stuff.
True. Go
that's
over
the
there.
Cool one. Yeah, go over there. Hang out with the cool boys. And we've got, what was the last thing we filmed? War Surge.
So that's relevant.
If you're listening to this and you like War Surge, go check out that channel because there's War Surge stuff there.
This episode will be a bit of a wrap up, but before we get into that, a couple of things to mention quickly.
Sure.
As of today, Wednesday, the 24th of April, tomorrow is Anzac Day, which is the day that Australians and New Zealanders and even some of the Commonwealth commemorate those that served in the armed forces, those that served offshore and onshore. And shout out to those going to dawn services and stuff tomorrow. By the time this comes out, it's obviously in the past.
But it's already been. So shout out to those people in the past that in the future are going to go to the dawn services and honor those who served.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, shout out to Fat Boy for sending us some awesome County Road Z miniatures. Churchy, if you can bring that awesome pick up on there. They are made with Blacksite Studios. They're resin miniatures. They are absolutely fantastic. I built those up ready to slap some paint on them for maybe some County Road Z content in the near future.
Coming to a battle report channel near you. Link in the description, by the way. We didn't say that, but yeah.
And I mean, if you also would like to send something our way, we now have a PO box. So we are.
That's news to me.
PO box 43, Lara, Victoria, 3212. If you'd like to send us something, hopefully not like a letter bomb.
Although we'll take it. I mean, I'll take any freebies at this point.
Explosive or not explosive.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anything that's so
if,
in letters.
If you want to send us, we've had legends send us stuff in the past. Like, I remember way back in the day, Gritty sent us some beers. Like, he sent us like 8 cans of Mountain Culture beer.
And socks, right?
And socks.
Yeah. They're my favorite socks.
They are good. I still wear mine.
Yeah, mine have a hole in the bottom of one of them, but I still wear them. But I've worn through. So, Gritty, it's about that time. It sounds like Mountain Culture time to me.
True.
Yeah. So,
PO Box 43, Lara, Victoria, 3212.
If you have junk that you want to box up and send
just
us,
get rid of it.
I'd love to open junk.
Send it out. We can do a video. Like,
yeah.
We open junk.
If you want us to, if you send us something that you want us to open, like as a surprise on an episode, write it on the box. It'd have to be on the box. Say, don't open unless recording.
The post office might look at that funny.
Yeah, all right, put it on the bottom of the box. Yeah. Or message us ahead of time. Because that would be very funny. I would love to open something.
And if it's ticking, then
it's a clock. It just must be a clock. I'd love to open something. I'm just imagining like old rusty like cookie cutters, like cookie a VHS cutters. Tape with nothing on it.
Yep.
Just like, you know, like the cookie things that you, the shapes.
Oh, like you stamp into the.
Yeah. Those. Yeah. Some of them. Just like absolute junk. That excites me. Please do that, someone.
Cool.
Make us make a video on it. Okay.
Sweet. All right.
War Surge.
War Surge.
Yeah.
Sweet. So we've looked at War Surge in the past, back when it was an app. We received the books via Kickstarter. We've also got a giveaway. That will be in our Discord. The day this episode comes out, there's a channel for giveaways. Check that out, and then you can follow that to maybe score yourself a copy of the rule book and the compendium.
Oh, amazing. I forgot we're giving away both.
Yeah, we are.
Do you know what the retail value on those are?
About $75 each.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, cool.
Australian, yeah.
Australian. So, like, $12 US, roughly.
Roughly, yeah. With, you know, exchange, give or take. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Shipping.
Yeah. Shipping. True.
Yep.
Yep. And we've done some battle reports now. We've done a guided playthrough with Nick from War Surge.
Yeah, we've done a lot with the creators. One of our first videos was an interview with them.
Yeah, that was back the old remote days, I think.
Yeah, so that's in the archive somewhere. Despite that being a video, that's on our podcast channel.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. Just type in War Surge.
This is a video on our podcast channel.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Checkmate.
So if you're tuning in and you don't know what War Surge is, that's okay.
Yeah.
This is a wrap-up, a summary with, well, I mean, obviously we'll keep playing this game and keep talking about this game, but yep, we wanted to give people sort of a bit of a review, I guess, what we like about it, what we dislike, just some tidbits about it. So this is as good as any episode to find out what War Surge is.
Absolutely.
It is a miniature agnostic, choose your own story list building game.
Okay, choose your own story.
Yeah, because I say choose your own story because you actually get to tell the story of your miniatures with the way that you build your list.
Yeah.
For example, and no other game really allows you to do this, they tell you the story of your units for you.
Let's
use 40K as an example. They give you Harlequins, for example.
Sure.
And they say, this is how they play.
Yeah.
This is how squishy they are. This is how easy they die. This is their rules.
Yeah.
You might think, well, that's not the story I have for them. I feel like they should be flipping so fast that they're so hard to hit.
They can't be hit.
They can't be hit.
Yeah.
So you can build your list because this is a granular list building.
So granular. Points come down to the decimal.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy, right?
And it's a unit building game.
Yeah.
Basically, you have an app or you can use a paper roster.
Yep.
And you say, all right, I'm going to make a unit from scratch. I'm going to call it Shane.
Make me.
I'll make you.
Make me.
Shane. I'm going to say Shane has this much health, this ability, this weapon. And as you're adding these things, it calculates points. You can give him perks. I can give the weapons perks.
Sometimes two perks when it's cold.
Yeah. And sometimes a debuff when it's very cold. So you can do negative perks. Yep. And so this is a very cool list building game. But it's also a great game.
It is a great game. It's awesome. Like, I feel I was intimidated early on by the list builder.
Yeah,
for sure. Flipping through the rule book and the app early on, it had so much explanation and it had pictures and it had diagrams and it had flow charts.
Yeah.
And it was like, there's too much here. There's too much. Having not put it down or stepped aside from it, but coming back to it.
Yeah.
It was just so intuitive. Once you sort of get past that information overload, everything starts to make sense.
Yeah. And you know what? Something that helped me, because this is a game where you design your own army.
Yeah.
And design your own models.
Yeah.
And if that element of it is too overwhelming, what I love is that you can just go into the compendium or into the community armies.
Yeah.
And use them as a reference.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I did with the Harlequins or the Cosmic Elves.
Yep.
That we did our battle reports with, is I was like, I don't want to build these from scratch.
Yeah.
Let's go see what the community made.
How do they think they should be played?
And I'm like, that's mostly great. I'm going to take out these. I think it should be more like this.
Yep.
And so you can craft these templates almost. And so that's something I would encourage people that maybe fell into the same trap as us.
Yep.
Where we're like, you can make a unit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go, all right, that took me 15, 20 minutes to make the unit. Now I make their weapons. Takes another 15, 20. All right, cool. Now I need to make the other 20 units.
Yeah.
What's great is you can sit down in a night and just make that the game for your night.
And you can just think of like everything you might want to run in your army. It's kind of like how I made the sludge stuff, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, well, I need line infantry. So there's, you know, this, I gave them these weapons and now I need some cavalry. So I gave, made them I didn't really go heavy into like the perks and stuff like that. I kind of kept everything kind of basic. So it was like just your basic stats and then maybe like, some AP or some, penetrate or whatever to the weapons.
Got to have some penetrate.
Got to have some penetrate.
Yep.
And then that was it. And like, it was a good ease into it.
Yeah.
Rather than just like scrolling through all these perks and I'm like, okay, cool. Obliterate sounds cool. What does that do? Click on it, read it. Oh, okay, no, not really.
Yeah.
What's the next one? You know, like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you're finding stuff that sounds cool,
yeah,
then you have to click on it and read it and, you know.
I found the book way, the compendium way nicer for that.
Yep.
Sorry, yep. Not the compendium, the actual rule book.
Rule book, yeah.
Because it kind of categorizes the perks. I mean, they're categorized in the app, and the app is great.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, you know, click into it, read it. Okay, no, not that one.
Yeah.
Click. Whereas, as opposed to having a big grid in front of you where you can kind of eyeball and go, I'm looking for something that does extra damage,
yeah,
or ignores,
yeah, yeah,
AP, yep, or does this.
So just because it's called down something, you might see in its description, you go, extra damage. You're like, ah, sweet. Yeah. That's called, you know, devastate or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
That's
annihilate, penetrate,
obliterate.
They're all different things, and they've got multiple levels.
Yeah, yeah. The guys have really gone like hard on all these different keywords that add so much depth to the game.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's play it how you want to play it. It's build the units how you want them to play.
Yeah,
I was so disappointed the first time I played Gene Stealer Cults with the Patriarch.
Mm.
And he had like four wounds and two attacks, and you got shredded in one one combat.
Yeah.
I was like, that is the four-armed emperor right there.
That's leading the planet.
That's right.
And what? That was a lasgun, and someone got a lucky bolt to hit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two Marines killed him.
Yep.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, with War Surge, you could be like, all right, I'm just giving this guy like 15 health.
Yeah, and 30 attacks and
yeah,
just an absolute monster.
Costs me 2,000 points, but I mean, it is a four-armed emperor.
That's right. That's, yeah. It should be. Yeah.
Yep.
Or it has all these like cool defense. There's traps. There's like everything.
Yeah.
And I used to think the strength of this game was the depth and the nuance and the level of detail, and the weakness was also that.
Yep.
Because that's the barrier we found.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think the strength is still that. But I don't think it's a weakness unless you go into it expecting that you're going to know every, or should know every keyword.
Yeah.
Or should use the fullness of the rules straight away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is an awesome game. If you start out simple,
mm-hmm,
either go grab a pre-made list for what you're looking for.
Yep.
And just play it as it is and tweak a few things. Or do what Shane did and just keep it simple.
Yeah. Make your own stuff.
Line infantry is one thing with a couple perks.
Yep.
Cavalry is one thing with a couple perks, and then you got a couple other things.
Yep.
Play a few games, go, all right, let's see what else there is. I'd really like to add something to the wizards to make them feel more. Like the third time we played without spoilers and the second battle report we did, your artillery, your field guns felt like field guns.
Oh, yeah, right.
The first time they were just like paperweights.
Yeah, it's like they were pea shooters.
Yeah.
And then the second time they actually felt like they were shooting cannonballs.
Yeah, not shooting blanks.
No.
So that's the beauty of what you can do with your list. You can play it and go, and no other game lets you do this.
No.
Because you can play a list
in
other games and go, I feel like that list needed more of this. So you go buy models that do that.
Yep.
Whereas this, you go, I feel like the field guns need to hit harder.
Yep.
Maybe not be as, maybe it doesn't need to have as much health.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sitting up the back.
They shouldn't be getting in combat, right? Yeah.
So you go, I'll take some points out of the health and defensive stats and put it into the, and just make them a glass cannon. They should be.
Yeah,
they're a cannon.
That's right. Yep.
And eventually you get to that sweet spot where you're like, that plays how I feel that thing should play.
Yep.
In the world I've made for, and the story I'm telling for my army.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what makes this game so good.
Oh, right. And like being able to share like the roster code, you either is a QR and you can scan it so you have your list and your opponent's list in front of you.
Yeah.
Or like a copy paste a string of characters and then you can send it to anyone. Like we've got it in the description of the videos. Plus we shared it in the Discord channel.
Yep.
And then that way other people can open it and look at things and tweak it and, you know.
Yeah, I think it's been so awesome.
Oh, I'm just blanking.
Margarine?
No. Numa?
Numa.
Might have been, sorry.
It was Numa.
And he's like, oh, if you take away this but give them this, you'll actually save yourself some points and basically do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, sweet, saving 8 points across each model ended up saving me like 40 points from the whole army.
Yeah, it's so good. And like, and like you said, that's one of the strengths of it too. Like one of the best parts is being able to share and collaborate. And like when we play a game, by the way, the app is, there's a free version of the app.
Yeah, it's free. Yep. Yep.
There's a free version of the app.
Yep. There's a subscription version.
Or there's a lifetime for $20 USD.
Yeah. $20 USD. So what's that? 30
Australian.
30-ish Australian.
And then you've just got everything.
Yeah.
If you do the lifetime, you've got everything.
Yep.
For your life.
Yep.
Which is cool. So you're 80 years from now. So if somehow you're still alive,
yeah,
you must have put a lot of points in health and longevity. But you can still play it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really cool. And you can share your list with your opponent. They can pop it into their app. And so when I'm playing against you, I can see your stuff. I don't have to be like, oh, what's the... It's right in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's... Yep. Can you put wounds on them in there as well?
You can, yeah. You can remove models and everything. Like, you can keep a track of, how many wounds they have and how many models are left in that unit, and some weapons that are shared by the unit, or like one model has, you can... You know, all right, I know that's gone.
Yeah.
Just little things. I mean, you can ask your opponent, but sometimes that's what bogs everything down. You're what's your strength on that? What's your, you know?
And we'll do that. You'll see it on the battle report. We do that a lot where I'm like, what's the toughness on that for like the 19th time?
And I'm like, And you're like,
you've got three different models. Yeah. You're like, toughness on what?
Come on, you asked me 19 times.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, sorry, defense. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I roll this. All right. What's your armor save?
That's any game though.
At least
for me.
Yeah. So it's nice that if I had have been savvy, I could have just put your list in my app.
You didn't even have your app. You had pages. You had a tree's worth of paper in front of you.
I loved it. I'd do it again. In fact, I wrote the stats, your stats down on my paper.
I'm like, if you get the app, you can put it in there.
Obviously, I'm a tree dweller because I prefer to work from the book and printouts. But for those who...
Tree dweller.
Yeah. I dwell in the trees. I surround myself with paper.
The flesh of your brethren.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
They live on through me and my lists. And we're talking about all the cool stuff you can do. The degree of detail and effort the Brothers Grimm have gone into making this game... is also extends to all the peripherals.
Yeah.
The website has free rules, free lore PDFs.
Yep.
Free, I wrote a list because I was blown away. the community QRs. There was a heap of other stuff on there.
They do battle reports on there, they do how to plays on there.
That's right, yep.
There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos they've got linked from their website, and even in the app will launch a video.
Yeah, that's right. They got tutorials, app walkthroughs, how to play vids. Solo narratives, party narratives, seasonal narratives, create your own narrative pack, and free downloadable STLs for tokens and some other stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And they've got a Facebook page and, community QRs and I think I already said lore PDFs as well.
Yeah.
The
lore is incredible.
I was blown away. I didn't realize it was so much.
Through the rule book, it's awesome. Some rule books, all the lore's at the front. And you're flipping through dozens of pages of lore. The way they've done it is each section is sort of split by a page or two of lore.
Yeah, nice.
So you can look through, all right, this is all the how to play. Cool. Here's the first war surge.
Yeah.
Read that. All right, cool. Now we're in the narratives.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So it sort of splits everything up.
It's so much more than I think I thought it was, and maybe so much more probably obviously than it was when we first started diving into War Surge all those moons ago.
Oh man.
But I was just blown away when I went to the website, the amount of resources and extra stuff they had on there. It blew my mind. You know what else blew my mind? The actual game.
Oh yeah, right.
The actual game was so good. The basic mechanics were they had alternating activations. Big tick, but it was unique. It was alternating activations within
different
the phase.
Phases. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, all right, that's the movement phase. Let's just do this. You move, I move. You move, I move. I thought combat as a single phase. So ranged, melee, all happens in that phase. Things can shoot in and out of melee. We learned.
Yes, we did learn. thank you to those who commented on that, by the way.
Yeah. And that's key because things stay locked in combat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're in there until the bitter end.
Someone's coming out. Unless, obviously, everything we talk about, there's exceptions too.
There's perks.
There's always perks.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when we were talking about how damage is dealt in one of our battle reports, it was like spillover damage.
Yeah.
So I would shoot you with five wounds, which would kill something that had three, and then two more wounds would go on the
and
next.
It doesn't matter if it's one wound, like one damage, like, sorry, one attack does 5 damage.
Yeah.
It's just, it just spills.
It spills to that unit.
Unless there's a perk.
There's a perk. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a perk for everything.
There is. Yeah.
Which is really cool because like it also lets you, again, play the game how you want to play it.
Yeah.
Because if you like the conventional roll to hit,
yeah,
that maybe 40K or many other games have,
you can use that.
You can. That's a rule.
Yeah.
Put in there and it reduces the cost of your weapons. Whereas if you like more the one page rules, single roll, all encompassing kind of thing, that's how it normally plays, which is cool.
I liked the feeling. Like I said it to you, it felt like our early days of playing 7th edition 40K.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, we don't know what we're doing, but we're having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
And like that's it, right?
100%. Yeah, it is. It's exactly that. It was very reminiscent of that because, yeah, we didn't know what we're doing, but they've streamlined the core rules.
Yeah.
So instead of having like, you know, move, psychic, shoot, melee, combat, morale, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. The movement, all the movement happens within that phase.
Yeah.
Even the charges, like there is no
charge. There's no charge. It's just move into base contact.
Unless there's a perk for charging.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah, there is. But yeah, so you just move into base.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, cool. We're fighting next until someone dies.
Yeah.
And then so there's move, combat, no morale.
No morale.
Unless
it's a perk. Or maybe an advanced rule. Probably an advanced rule. We just played the basic rules.
Yes. But there is mods for the game.
Yeah.
A ton of different mods.
Yep.
May I read them? Because there's 20 of them. I'll read 5.
Give us some.
Yeah. There's Fog of War unit facings. So like if you want that to matter.
Yep.
There's a 0-hour roster where you rock up, you know the mission and the scenario, but you build your roster then and there.
Oh, wow.
Which at the studio would be great.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like you just got a spattering of miniatures.
Yep.
You could be like, all right, I'm taking 10 Stormcasts. I'm taking... there's initiative order if you want. Instead of you go, I go. Initiative to matter.
Yep.
And there's scaled down games in case you want to. The scaled down games.
Skirmish mode.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think that was also useful for something else, but I can't.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, there's 20 different mods you can add.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go
and they're just
that.
Plug and play. So you can just like use them or not. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really good way to design your game where the core rules are easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because. And then the weight comes from the keyword bloat.
Yeah.
The bulk keywords.
Yeah.
And that's useful because then you can go, all right, well, I want to play streamlined rules, 3 phases.
Yep.
And I'm also going to make my units quite streamlined.
Yep.
And I'm going to play a more one-page rules version of the game where it's quick, it's light, the focus is on us having the beers, having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can take that exact same list and if you're like, oh, now I really want to play a more heavy game.
Yeah, yeah.
Add some more keywords, up the points.
Pack it in there.
Yeah. And you can progress that way as you play more games.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Basically. Summary. Yeah. So good.
Had an absolute blast playing it. It was probably the most fun from a game in a good while. Like, without having to, like, everything just felt into place. Like, it just worked.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like after our first game, we sort of fumbled through it a little bit, played a game. Learning from that, we didn't film, and then by the time we played our second battle report, third game, it was so good just feeling confident in knowing the rules.
Yeah It did feel good because I feel like we could play again, add a couple more interesting fun things. I also like that even we were talking about playing as simple or as complicated as you like, I like that you could also do that with the missions. You can just pick a single mission that's like kill everything or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of play like a primary mission with some secondaries, with some hiddens if you want.
Yeah. Some terrain rules, you know, like mission, like random events, stuff like that.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could play narrative as well, which is, I think this game would be awesome. Narrative.
There's a whole narrative pack that comes with the rule book, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have that somewhere.
Yeah. It's up there somewhere.
Oh yeah. I see it.
Yep.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Nope.
Not that one.
Not even close.
Couldn't be further.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
We highly recommend. Something that we did. We put down because we did a journey into War Surge. We did a couple episodes on it.
It's been good 2 years ago, if not more, maybe.
Yeah. We played a little bit and I think we made the mistake of expecting it was something that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think I expected it was a something that you could build your list and that was it. And it had a simple game to kind of use your list in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I realized that, and a lot of it they've built up over time, but mm-hmm. I don't think I also realized it is such a powerful list builder, mm-hmm. but also they have a compendium with pre-generated stuff.
Yeah, that was all Kickstarter, stretch goals.
Yeah.
The compendium. And I remember talking to Nick about it, and that they were smashing all these stretch goals, and they were like making new goals without even knowing what the reward was going to be.
Yeah,
and
then
at a point we're like, we got to stop because we need a volume 2 to come out at some point.
Yeah.
This compendium's already thicker than the rule book.
It's crazy. And this, the quality of this book.
Oh, so good.
This is as good, or if not better, right, than the Games Workshop big book.
Absolutely. Yeah. And
for what? 60% of the price?
Yep.
Would you say it was $75 instead 75. Of... Is it 120 for the...
I don't even know, no, man. I'm so checked out.
It's over 100. Yeah, this is cheaper than a Codex.
Yeah.
And it's three times thicker.
Yeah.
And then, so there's this rule book and there's also the compendium if you want it. Obviously, all of this stuff is basically in the app anyways.
Yeah.
Yep. And the compendium you can get online, the QRs for community armies instead. So it's awesome.
Mm.
I am pleased to say I misjudged this game.
Same.
Same. On face value. And it is one of our favorite games.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's definitely up there. And it's The app itself was early on, it was sort of, not just overwhelming, but I didn't really know where it was going or what it was doing.
Yeah, for sure. Know? You're I build a list and then I play a game.
Yeah.
Why not just play a game that already has the list built for me?
Yep.
And already rules. it already exists.
But back then we didn't know much more than 40K.
No, exactly.
Now I think we're in a space where we can appreciate it more.
We have so many different miniatures that the idea of being able to play anything. The new County Road Z miniatures that you got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus bloody Stormcast Eternals.
Yep, yep.
You can have those four miniatures versus 2,000 point army of Stormcast. You can just be like, these are demigods.
They're actual tanks.
Yeah. They have 40 wounds each and they revive. you can do
whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
I still think, though, the fact that we could bring your Cosmic Elves, your Harlequins, which you've, just been in love with since day dot.
Yeah.
I could bring all these sludge minis that I had an absolute blast painting.
Yeah.
To battle.
Yeah.
What world is that even possible?
And you just highlighted the best part of this game because everyone has the army sitting on their shelf that they haven't been able to get to the table.
Yeah.
They slaved over this army.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe the local scene for that game died.
Yeah, or doesn't exist.
Or they just buy cool minis because they see them, paint them and be like, oh, I hope I get to play Infinity one day.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one around them does exactly. And you can just bring that into War Surge.
Yeah.
And people ask, the two games I feel like you compare this to at opposite ends of the spectrum is One Page Rules, which we've already done several times.
Yep.
Because that's a similar game where you can go grab that army.
Yeah.
But you're still kind of trying to shoehorn your army into...
Yeah, you are.
...one of their existing
sci-fi,
ones.
Grimdark Future.
Yeah.
Right? You're not bringing... I mean, maybe you could make a fantasy army work from their Age of Fantasy range, but you're sort of very, very much limited to one genre.
Yeah. And I think they've got a list builder as well, but... I've only flicked through OPR's list builder, but it's not this.
No.
They're a 3D printing company. Sorry, they're a company that made Simple Rules.
Yeah.
Have moved to being also a 3D printed company.
Yeah.
Who then also added a list building component.
Yeah.
These are list builders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That made a fucking game out of it. And it shows. It shows in everything that they do, and it's awesome. So, I tried to bring some Infinity models into OPR, and I was like, well, what would they be? Rebel Guerrillas, I guess. Mm. And it's that thing where you're not quite telling the story.
No.
You want to tell with your miniatures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas this does. And the things that this has over 40K, I mean, don't even get us started.
Say less.
Don't even get us started.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you liked, say, a lot of the 7th edition vibe.
Yeah.
But kind of just got put off by the bloat.
Yeah.
The supplements and the extra army rules and stuff
like
that.
Oh, man.
whatever qualms you had with that, you leave that part out.
Yep.
And play the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
If you love the chart for the strength and toughness, that's this game.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Consecutive dice roll sometimes required.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Your six up goes to a 7 and 2. Yes. No, wait, sorry. Your seven up goes to a 6 and 2. And two. Yeah. Yep. Yes. So cool.
Yeah.
Well done to the boys from Warrnambool that made this game.
Yep. Country boys.
Local legends.
Yep.
You've absolutely slayed this. This has been amazing.
Yep.
So we highly rate is our review. Yeah. In summary.
Good.
We give it a solid,
thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Nice. So yeah, if you want to go in the draw to win your own copy of the rulebook and compendium, join our Discord, look for the giveaways tab and follow the instructions in there.
Yeah. Make it sound so mysterious.
I'm not going to say too much. Maybe because I haven't made it yet.
Yeah. You don't want to say too much and then contradict yourself when you actually post it.
Yes.
Yes.
You need the app. You need the free app at least.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Download the app.
Whatever you're doing, I love it. I already love it. I have a little Lifetime app. Can I still participate?
No.
But you can if you get the Lifetime app.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Churchy, you could too.
Yeah.
Just not you.
Yeah, fair enough. One more thing I will say about this game.
Yep.
Obviously, we've highlighted a lot of cool things. Is you got any Gundams or Zoids? Oh.
You and your Zoids. Yeah,
man, I can play with Zoids.
You haven't yet, though.
No, I haven't built any of my Zoids. They're still in boxes. I don't want them to lose value.
Weren't they sitting at the warehouse for years?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, because the place I ordered it from, you can do like a... They can sit it at their warehouse until you're ready to ship all your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was in Japan. The first thing I bought, I was like, I'm going to buy more, but I want to lock this in at the sale price.
Yeah.
Because the Zoids, they kind of cycle.
Yeah,
So they go out of order and then they go on back order and sometimes they just don't get made again.
Yeah.
So I saw this one on sale. I'm like, I'll buy that, put it in my private warehouse, they call it, which is a section on a shelf, I assume, that has your name.
I imagine just like some like little Japanese dude is just like opens this like big wrought iron door, goes down these like... flagstone steps lit by torches and then opens like a portcullis and then there's just a shelf with Michael Fox like cobwebs.
Yeah. It's still here.
It's still
just like legend. The ancient texts. They foretold of this. No way. There would have been champagne popping when I finally 3 years later shipped my order. In fact, they were begging me to ship it. They were like sending me different deals every month. Yeah. They were like, if you ship, we'll give you 15% off shipping.
Like, if you ship, we'll just give it to you. Yeah. Please, just
basically the last one. The reason I shipped it is because they're like, we just introduced that 6 months before I shipped it, they said, we just introduced like flat rate shipping per item to Australia.
Yeah.
Are you interested? I was like, that's really cool, but I've got so many items, like per item, that's just too much. Yep. And like 6 months after that, they're like, we were $20 and you can have everything. And I was like, all right, you got me. Hey, it's payday. I got $20. And so they sent me like 12 items that I'd had in there for 3 years for $20. And I got them all on sale. And
yep.
So they lost money off me. Yeah.
But they opened up some shelf space.
Oh, yeah. It was worth it.
Yeah.
I was costing them shelf space.
Surprised they didn't start charging you rental for that shelf space.
Yeah, me too. I'm surprised they just don't have that. Like $1 a month if you keep stuff there or something. That would have made $36.
Because no one's ever done it before.
Yeah. Most people are honest and like, oh, I don't want to take up shelf space.
Yeah, I'm like, inconvenience them.
That's my shelf space. And I'm going to stock it. So yeah, now I have like 8 to 12 boxes worth of new War Surge minis.
Nice, dude.
I just love the idea of a big old Zoid, like Rev Raptor or like the Shadow Fox trying to take on, like, it's almost like Titanfall.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yep, I can bring some like guardsmen or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, troopers.
Yep.
That'd be kind of cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Anyways, you could do that with War Surge and no other game on planet Earth. And don't even tell me if I'm wrong. Literally, don't tell me.
If he is wrong, you have to send it to PO Box 43.
Yeah. Don't open dead inside.
Don't dead open inside.
Yeah, that's right. Don't dead open inside. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, we said we'd talk about the Patreon tiers. Yeah, check them out.
You got some shit to talk about?
Oh, yeah. The Patreon tiers.
Yeah.
I can't remember the changes, but basically more tiers have like...
More rewards. We've added value to our Patreon.
We've tried. Yeah, finally.
We're trying to.
And we've refined them. And so the highest tier, the new tier legendary.
Yep.
You can get a painted mini. That's back on the menu, boys. So Shane and I will paint you a miniature.
Yep.
We won't pick a theme or anything like that.
No.
We won't even tell you what your miniature is.
You're just going to get one.
You're just going to get one hand painted by one of us.
Yep.
And you're going to love it.
We should add like a $100 tier and that way Churchy can paint a mini for him.
Yes. Yeah, let us know if you want to do that. We'll do that side deal. That's not on Patreon. We don't want them hitting those taxes too hard.
True.
Just send that to PO Box 43. Is that what it is? 43?
PO Box 43, Lyra, Victoria 3212.
There you go. Represent.
Yep. I should put it on the boys. Website probably now.
We have a website.
Yeah, we got a website, hobbyhomies.com.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Mike D did it.
So you can find links to our Patreon on hobbyhomies.com. Yep. Go have a look through the tiers, see if that interests you. It's whatever you do, it supports. Oh, we've also got a Patreon-only channel.
Yeah.
Which is open to all tiers. And we just run events in there. The first one we're kicking off is...
Mini swap. Oh, man. We're not even doing the work for that.
No, we're not.
Outsourcing again.
That's what
we do here at Hobby Homies. We outsource all the difficult tasks.
Yeah. We appreciate all the homies that help us out with all these things.
We got some legends. Yeah.
Absolute living legends. Yeah. So if you're interested in the events we're going to run in there, as little as $2 a month, but also anything else that you do supports us.
Yeah.
We try and give back in every way we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Giveaways. We're going to bring giveaways back to something a bit more frequent.
Yeah.
It was something we were doing a long time and we kind of... It costs a lot of money. And we burn ourselves out a little bit.
Yeah, well, and our homies would always be like, you realize
you don't have to give a shit to be your friends.
And we're like, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, you're going to be our friends for free.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. You're paying us to be our friends. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Anyways, thank you all so much. You're incredible.
True.
So yeah, go check that out on whatever, hobbyhomies.com.
Yep.
As well as in the link to this description, you can go check out our channel that has battle reports and other videos on War Surge. Bulk War Surge content actually on this channel as of late and also from the archives.
Indeed.
So thank you all for listening.
Indeed. So first of all, Church, can you bring up that new slotty thing?
Oh, yeah. This is the kind of stuff your Patreon money goes to.
To our homies, of course. We've got our regular homies, main homies, and the legendaries.
The new legendaries. Thank you so much.
MJ, Moose, Fatboy, Axe, Anax, and the goats. We have Burnsy, Fallen Dinosaur, Gridlock, Journeyman.
Oh, we got the OGs. That's me. Black Apollo, Elko, Churchy, Rad, Ollie, Hawkers, Pinny Agro, Don Juan, Don Pure Blood, Jackson V, Nathan A, Mini Warmer, and Big Roach. You're all incredible. You keep the lights on, but more than that, you keep us going.
Yeah.
You keep us going.
Every day.
You keep us excited.
Yep.
Not today, Satan. That's what we tell death of the podcast. Not today. We have mouths to feed and patrons to give us food. Thank you all so much.
True. See you next week.
Peace. Big up to the boys. Fox and Shane. Set your minds free. No locks and chains. Do what you love. Roll the dice. 50-50. We ain't cold as ice. One thing cold, but a pretty time red. Hey. Can't let that come down in my head. War gaming.